All right, Nolan Bianchi, John Neal here with Detroit News, following a controversial 20-19 loss to the Dallas Cowboys for the Detroit Lions. A controversy that has only seemingly taken on new life after the game is over, and every time somebody else opens their mouth, seems to get more and more problematic what went down here tonight. But walk us through kind of what happened.
You want me to walk through?
All right, thanks.
Walk you through it. My lead of the column was, what we have here isn't a failure to communicate, according to Dan Campbell. They claim they did everything just as they told them they would before the game, is the implication that Dan Campbell sort of alerted Brad Allen and his crew, like, hey, be on the lookout for this at the end of this, at some point in this game. Trick play, Taylor Decker, tackle eligible, perfectly executed for the two-point conversion to go for the win. You can debate all the aggressive moves Dan Campbell made in this game, and I'm sure some fans had problems with some of them, but he told his team he was going to do it. He did it. They did it. And then Brad Allen decided, nope.
Yep.
No, I didn't hear what you said you said. Taylor Decker says he went and reported himself eligible. You could see on the video.
Yeah.
As soon as Jared Goff gets the play calling from the sideline, he sends Decker over there. You can see Dan Skipper coming in, as he occasionally does during a game, and I think what happened, to be honest, is Brad Allen just assumed, okay, he's coming in, he's going to declare himself eligible again. I didn't see him motion that. I didn't see him say that. You can see Decker speaking to Brad Allen.
And that's the thing, right? Is all the video evidence, all of the whatever you want to call it, seems to kind of...
Yeah, I mean, Brad Allen sort of turns heel and starts walking away. Yeah, and Skipper's coming on there even before he could have said, reporting eligible. So I don't know if he just assumed that this was the way it was going to go. But clearly, the Lions did everything they thought they needed to do to run the play that they ran, which, if their story is correct, they did run. I mean, all these questions about the formation and who's eligible, ineligible. Well, if Decker's eligible, whatever. Anyway, they thought they ran the play to win the game. I think they ran the play to win the game. Now, they had a chance to go ahead and do it again.
Yeah.
Got another chance. Actually, got two more chances. Failed on the final two-point attempt. Probably a bad throw by Goff. Maybe a bad read. They had their chances in this game. And so that, underlying all of this is, they left a lot of opportunities on the table, points on the table, should have, could have won this game in other ways.
And it's kind of a complex loss because it's not just the, on the one hand, it's just a regular season game, right? But on the other hand, there were some massive seeding implications. Yeah. If they win this game, you're going into tomorrow's games thinking,
the two seeds are taking, even the one seed is possible.
Sure. At that point, it's still possible, I suppose, but the 49ers are going to have to beat the Commanders. It doesn't look likely. What else stuck out to you from this game? CeeDee Lamb had 227 yards receiving. The Lions offense really couldn't get much of anything going.
First couple stages. Cowboys defense has such speed. And you could see it on some of those plays where they're just knifing into the backfield. I mean, like, there were some missed blocks, whatever, missed assignments there. But the speed gave them problems in different ways that some other defenses haven't, with the run game. But to me, what stuck out, too, was the defense kept them. I mean, this is a team that averages 40 points a game at home. They held them to 20 today. They made plays throughout the game. Sure, there was the 92-yard, gaff, whatever you want to call that, on that opening drive or first quarter drive there. Derek Barnes had Dak Prescott dead to rights for a safety. I talked to him
after the game, and he basically said that, he knew Dak was big and athletic. He said he was so free that he was just going to try and hit him as hard as he could. Dak had a perfectly timed tuck and roll of the shoulder, gets out of it. I said this on Twitter, like, it really reminded me of a play out of Madden on Rookie, but it was so preposterous the way he didn't get tackled and then, like, went to his right, flung up a 92. So that was the longest touchdown from scrimmage in the NFL this season and the second longest passing touchdown in Cowboys
history. And it went from 5-0 Lions, should have been, to down 7-3. And then later, Dan Campbell clearly came in here guns a-blazing, and I kind of thought that would be the case. Look, they're playing, they're not playing with house money, but they clinched the division, they guaranteed themselves the home playoff game. Now they're playing for more, they're playing on the road at Dallas, a team that scores, as I said, a ton of points. they're looking at this like, we're going to have to score touchdowns. So he sort of played that way all game. Fake punt from his own 28-yard line. Then later on that drive, they get down first and goal at the 2, can't score, but 4th and goal at the 4. Could have kicked a field goal to make it 7-6. Instead, tries to go for it, they don't get it. Look, I understand people have a problem with that, but he came in clearly. This was a game where he was going to call the game that way, and he did right up until the very end. And to be honest, it was a winning strategy until a flag came flying at the very end.
Yep.
So, and look, Lions fans, 2014, Hitchens, the flag that gets picked up, you know, Jared Goff's like, I don't think I've ever been in a game like this where I thought I won and I didn't win.
Yeah.
Well, now you're officially a Lion, well, I guess, after at the end of year three.
2018 NFC Championship.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It's a really frustrating trip home for those guys because they really did feel like they won the game and, you know, thought they maybe got themselves a second home playoff.
And fought through some adversity, too, like you were talking about. Like, that offense didn't look good for a majority of the game. It felt like really there have been times where it seems like maybe the defense is a step or two ahead of the Lions. It doesn't happen that often because Ben Johnson is so good at that unpredictability factor. But it did feel like the Cowboys could kind of tell it was coming more than really any other team the Lions have played so far. So that's definitely going to be something to watch.
This had a playoff feel to it. The crowd was into it. There was a lot of Lions fans here, not nearly as many as some of these other road games, but a ton of fans here. It had a playoff feel. There was playoff buzz. Jimmy Johnson going into the Ring of Honor at halftime. Big ceremony. Jerry Jones, big day here. And that was a two-minute drive that felt like, you know, a two-minute playoff drive.
Yep.
You know, something we might... they're going to have to do if they want to win a playoff game at home here in a couple of weeks. And they did that here. And I think that's important. And all this nonsense aside about the flag and the play call, et cetera, I think that was probably important for Goff and that offense to go down and do 100%. That two-minute drive. That's what they're going to have to do here in a couple of weeks.
Yep. I believe that's all from us. Plenty of things to cover throughout the week.
Dan Campbell's going to talk. Monday, usual routine next week. I'm going to be covering a Rose Bowl, but you will be there. You will be there. Maybe Justin will be there. He's feeling a little better now.
Yeah.
Justin was AWOL today because he's under the weather.
Yeah.
So get well soon. And this is, look, the season finale doesn't matter as much now, probably.
Yeah.
We'll see if that factors into any decisions that they make next week in terms of who plays and who doesn't. But this was a lost opportunity that they felt like they won.
Yeah. And rest assured, if we can just add one more thing, I don't think there's nothing that can be done about it, but like, I don't think the Lions are done raising hell. I think the next few days are going to be really interesting. Yeah.
And look, Brad Allen's crew, you've heard his name before if you're an NFL fan. Earlier this month in Lambeau, Pat just asked Patrick Mahomes about Brad Allen's crew. They botched the end of that game with a pass interference call they didn't call. This is another one, I think, that goes on their record.
Yep.
We'll see what the league does about it.
Absolutely. Wish I had a piece of paper, but...
Throw this.
I was just going to put him to bed with this napkin.
Oh, good idea.